Hello, welcome to the Lewisburg United Methodist Church podcast. Thanks for joining us today. For sermon notes and videos related to this message, please visit lwbumc.com.
Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. This is the word of God for the people of God.
During the period of time that Reeve and I were living and serving in the Huntington area, we lived in a nice neighborhood with probably 75 or so homes. And one morning, before I was leaving to go to the church, I looked out the front door, and in the yard, right across the street, were our two neighbors, two gentlemen. And I could tell they were not happy with each other. And then when I opened the front door, I could hear them. The one was yelling at the other. And what had happened is they had neither one lived very long in either of these houses. But the neighbor on the right had a dog that was kept outside that barked most of the night and kept the neighbor on the left awake. And he had just had enough. And so they were yelling at each other. And then it began to look like they were going to come to blows. And I thought to myself, let me just step back in the house. No, I said, this is not good right here in the neighborhood. So I walked out and across the street, and they were really just about to throw blows. And I said, stop! And they looked at me, and I said, I don't know what's going on, but nothing's worth coming to a fight over. I said, can we not just find some way to resolve this? Well, they talked for a little bit longer, and they were still very angry. And one of the neighbors ended up moving. They just couldn't seem to get along. But let me read to you what this one article I came across. It says, America is becoming a nation of anger, short-tempered people. From road rage to airplane rage to grocery store rage and violence at youth sports events, the media has been reporting these emotional outbursts with unprecedented frequency. More than three-fourths of Americans believe angry behavior has increased in places like airports and highways, according to this recent USA Today CNN Gallup poll. Flight attendants and pilots have reported dramatic increase in problem passengers. There were 66 incidents in 1997. I know this is a little older. But in 1999, that same report jumped to 534 incidents in a year's time. Why is it that we seem to find ourselves angry? And we all have to look within ourselves to see if that's not possibly me. Is there an anger epidemic? And I ask this question in the light of this passage of Scripture about what it means to be meek. Let me just say that the word meek, by the dictionary standard, says quiet, gentle, easily imposed on, and submissive. Another from Merriam's dictionary, Merriam-Webster, says enduring injury with patience. Are we meek, or is meek a bad word? You know, some scholars who have studied this word in both Hebrew and Greek have indicated that the word meek means to be a person who is in control. It means self-control. It means a willingness to allow ourselves to not get too strewn out over what's happening in our lives. I can't say that in my life that I've never had a moment where I just lost it. If any human being can say that they've had a moment, never had a moment in their life when they lost control and got angry and said something they wish they hadn't, then you are an amazing human being. Even Jesus, when he was in the temple, and they were selling doves and trading, and he realized that they were mistreating people by the way they were trading. He took a whip and some cords, and he drove them out of the temple, and he said, "My house shall be a house of prayer, and you have turned it into a den of thieves." Righteous indignation, we call it. Somehow it seems to justify it a little bit more. William Barclay, one of our British scholars, has translated the Beatitude, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth," in this way. And this is my favorite interpretation. Blessed is the person who is always angry at the right time and never angry at the wrong time. Blessed is the person always angry at the right time and never angry at the wrong time. In the Hebrew, the word is anah, and it means to accept the providence that has come into your life. The problem is, we don't like what might be happening to us at any given moment, and we want to respond, and our emotions take control. Have you ever been on the verge of road rage? Have you ever gotten so angry at someone and their driving habits? Reva just told me the other day about where she was getting ready to park somewhere, and she was getting ready to pull in, and somebody went right in that spot. That ever happened to you? And do you ever just want to go, let me get out of this car and teach them a good lesson? Always angry at the right time, never angry at the wrong time. But a few years ago, when Reva and I had the wonderful privilege of traveling to England and to serve a church there for a period of time while the pastor came and served our church, there was one day that we were invited to go to a church. And by the way, in England, they don't assign pastors the way we do in America. There are three pastors that serve about 10 churches with cooperation of about 10 lay pastors. And so when you get up to go on church on Sunday morning, I just want you to hear this. When you get up to go to church on Sunday morning in British Methodism, you have no idea who's going to be your preacher that day. And I thought that was really strange. And then I met this lady. I don't know her name, but she is forever impressed upon my mental state. It was a little tiny church. I don't think the parking lot would hold more than 8 cars. And we pulled in there, and we went in, and there were just a few people there. If you didn't know this already, Methodism in England is faltering and failing. And I went up and talked to this lady, and I said, "My name is Tim, and I'm the pastor who's to be here today." And she said, "That's wonderful." And I said, "Now, I don't know much about how your service goes and so forth, but I'll do my very best to help out." And I said, "Who's going to lead the service? Because I'm just understanding that I'm here to preach." "Oh, no," she said, "you will lead the entire service." And I said, "But I don't know a thing about your service." And there was no bulletin. There was nothing. And she looked at me with the most sincere eyes and said these words: "We will accept from you whatever you bring to us from God." How can you argue with something like that? And I'll have to say, there was a sense of peace. The idea that life has a providential arch to it, that you don't know what's coming next, but you're willing to accept whatever it is and deal with it as it comes. This might be at the heart of what it means to be meek, to be trusting, to believe. Another aspect of meekness is that a meek person typically enjoys what they do in life. Have you ever met a person who is so unhappy with their life and their plot in life that they're just miserable, and they usually make people around them miserable? But no, my friends, whatever happens, I am willing to accept it, I'm willing to deal with it, and with God's help, I will get through it. Ken Miedema was a Christian musician whose ministry impacted millions of people. He was born blind, if you don't know him, if you've never listened to his music. He's a wonderful singer, plays the piano, But his parents didn't want him, even though he was born blind, to suffer from that disability. So they taught him all kinds of unusual things for people who are blind. He taught him how to ride a bike. They taught him how to water ski. Talk about trust. And to do many other things which were normally off limits for visually impaired people. And one day, it says, while he was with his colleagues on, while he was on a college campus, Ken, with his cane, as you can imagine, accidentally bumped in to another blind student. That student yelled at him, "Hey, watch it. Don't you know that I'm blind?" Ken met him and didn't rail back or even mention his own disability. He said, "Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see you." Is that the attitude that we all possess? Is that what it means to be meek? Meek is sometimes considered to be self-control, or what some people might even be willing to say, God-controlled. But of all the things we could say about what it means to be meek, the thing that I think is most fascinating is that to be meek is to find balance in life. You know, a person could be spend, or a person could be miserly. But either of those extremes will cause one grief in this life. Where is the happy medium? Where is the middle where we find peace? And is that what it means to be meek? Aristotle said, "Too much or too little of anything can cause persons grief and harm." A meek person is a person who has everything under control. The Greek word, listen to this, the Greek word for meek is the same word that is used in the Greek language to speak of an animal that has been domesticated. An animal that one time was wild is now tame and able to serve. Is that what it means for us to be meek? I remember many years ago, my brother, when we were young, living on the dairy farm there in Talkett, he came in, and he had something in his hands. And he opened up his hands, and we could see it was the tiniest, tiniest baby squirrel, wild squirrel. I guess it had fallen out of the nest, and he found it not too far from the house, and he brought it in. And he asked Mom and Dad, "Can I keep it? Can I keep it? Can I keep it?" And they should not have agreed, but they did. And so a cage was built, and the squirrel was kept in the cage, not very much. The squirrel lived in the house, and it would run around the house. In fact, you could take a peanut, and you could set it on your shoulder, and you could yell, "Hey, squirrely," and stick your leg out, and he would run up your leg, sit on your shoulder, and eat the squirrel. We thought we were the most wonderful, lucky family in the hall of the earth, until the phone man came to repair the phones. And he was noticing the squirrel hampering all over the place. And he said to my mom, "That's a really cute squirrel." He says, "I used to have a squirrel just like that in the house." Then he held out his hand until one day he bit all the way through my finger. And when we got home from school that day, Mom said, "The squirrel's gone." Wild animals are hard to domesticate, and so are humans. Have we settled into a place where we found our happy medium? Do you consider yourself to be a gentle person? And the text says that it is this kind of person who inherits the earth. It's this kind of person that finds their way. And sometimes it's important for us to remember that the people who are maybe struggling to find that happy medium, trying to find themselves, especially young people, that we lose patience with them because we've forgotten what it was like to be in that place of struggle. I like Reverend Charles Adams from California. I sat in one of his classes one time at Duke Divinity School, and he was the first one to introduce me to this thing called grandparent stories. You know what grandparent stories are? Grandparent stories are the stories that take place when your children are full grown and have children of their own. And those children get into trouble. For example, he told this story. He says, there was a mom and dad and a grandparent, and they were talking, so distressed about their son who had gotten into a little bit of trouble at school. And the parents would say, I just don't know what happened. Have we failed as parents that they did this? I just can't believe it. And there sits the child right there in their midst, a teenager. And the grandparent looks at them all and speaks up and said, well, son, I'm sorry that you made this poor choice in life, but I just want you to know it's not nearly as bad as the time that your dad stole the car, drove across the state line to buy alcohol. That's a grandparent story. Grandparents are always trying to bring life into perspective. You go, grandparents. Because we all need to be humbled from time to time and remember that this struggle to be everything God wants us to be is just not always easy. Did you know that in Numbers, the Old Testament book of Numbers, chapter 12, verse 3, it says this, now the man Moses was very meek, more than all that were on the face of the earth. Moses was a great leader, and yet the Bible says that he was as meek as anyone on the face of the earth. And yet we know from the Bible and from Cecil B. DeMille in the Ten Commandments, when Moses came down from the mountain and found the children of Israel worshiping a golden calf, that they got up and that Moses took those stone tablets and broke them. He was angry. He was angry with the people, and he was angry that God had called him to lead this stiff-necked people. But Moses had to seek forgiveness. And let me close this morning with this final word. Of all the things that meekness means, let me just say it means that we recognize that we all need forgiveness. There's not a one of us in this place that haven't said or done something today or in the past that we don't need to say, God, forgive me. Forgive me what I said, for what I've done, what I thought. God, have mercy on me and forgive me. And that's why we come to church. Oliver Wendell Holmes said it the best. I find that in my heart there is this little seed that needs watered about once a week. That little seed is the seed that reminds us that we are creatures, that God our Creator loves us, that we are sometimes wild and God's trying to domesticate us and get us on an even path. So today as I close, think about your own life, or maybe think about somebody else that needs a prayer today that they're struggling. In whatever way, lift them up and pray for God's meekness and God's patience and God's love to come to a place where they can grow in their faith. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this teaching from the Lewisburg United Methodist Church. We pray that you are blessed by God's Word. For additional teaching, resources, and podcasts, as well as who we are and our upcoming events, please visit our website, lwbumc.com.